Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. And the broadcasts and the daily bread are always a blessing and very much needed. And thank you for all the good edifying and encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice, with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. And may the Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all. Maranatha.
Well, faith, hope, and charity, the greatest of these is charity. I heard Brother, was it Brother David, talking about a shine on the face? Isn't that a good thing, shine on the face? We have the capability. You know, it's like walking in the light. We're well able. However, I noted, took note of Brother David. I told him, yes, told him to his face. I said, man, you got a shine on your face. Since David has come here, his countenance has changed. Now, I perceive this as a work of God, a work of grace. That's why I'm so excited about it. Our face tells a lot. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for the shine on brother's face. Isn't that wonderful? Huh? He's yielded enough to let God put a shine on his face. Could we do likewise? He said, Pastor Rice, I got some work pains. And I just laughed. He said, when I told Neil, he laughed too. Ain't God good? Praise God. He take everything in stride, though. See, now, some folk get offended, but not David. I love David. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I told him I've got some work pains too, you know. A little bit. I desire them. Helps me sleep good. The Bible said the sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eats little or much. Some folk can't rest because they don't get any work done. You know, I mean real work. They work, but not the work that helps them sleep. Huh? Praise the Lord. But the Lord, he giveth his beloved sleep. Thank you, Lord. Well, all have sinned. How about that? And come short of the glory of God. Truth, Lord. Now, we know that what things soever the law saith, it said to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Every man, those of every nation, tongue, creed, and kindred, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So in that matter, there's no difference between us. Well, we make differences between us, but not in this one. Huh? Not in this one. Not in this one, Timothy. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law, how about that, is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. They all testify of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What about us? Do we have the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ? You know, there's a price that goes along with the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Well, John, he was on the Isle of Patmos. You know why? Well, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. So understand that. Hallelujah. It's just our calling, our purpose, our privilege, our right to have the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. And since he's in us, he confirms that he's in us. Thank you, Lord. Now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. Here it is. There is no difference. Amen. Praise the Lord. Huh? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, only in Christ Jesus. There's no other way. There's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. He is the gift of God. He's the power of God. He's the salvation of God. Many have apostatized and said that, you know, all other religions and anybody that, you know, have a hint of Jesus, God's going to be saved. Absolutely not. God reveals himself through Jesus Christ. Absolutely. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, you don't know him. And only he can make himself known to you. Of course, the world don't know him. Everybody understand? That's because he's not revealed himself to them. But unto you is given. Let's all put a shine on our face. To know the mysteries of the kingdom. So in other words, there is cause for us to have a shine on our face. However, sometimes we circumvent the cause and our faces don't shine. But we got to want to provoke us yet, huh? How about that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I heard the preacher talking about grace today. Of course, if we speak of Christ, that's what we speak of. Talking about the days of Noah. You know how commonly it was Noah was portrayed as, you know, someone different. You understand? Someone that had not come short of the glory of God. That's how, you know, they usually teach it. Everybody else was out of sorts, and Noah was, he was, well, that wasn't the case. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And having found grace, God gave him faith, which brought about obedience. Now, don't talk about your grace without obedience. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. No such thing. Don't be deceived. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's the author of eternal salvation to all that obey him. Hallelujah. That don't mean pick and choose. That means you surrender to the lordship of Jesus Christ. He's not someone you put on the shelf. Huh? Praise the Lord. You know, make an image. Say, look here, there's my God. No, he's real. Amen. He's on the throne reigning. Yeah, he reigns right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. So Noah, like the rest of us, sinned and came short of the glory of God. Like Abraham. Like Isaac, amen. Like Jacob, yes, Lord. Like David, yes, huh? Amen. Like Bartholomew, and yes, you name them. Amen. All means all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No difference, no difference. Amen. Praise the Lord. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ, that's yes, where it's Lord. At. No other place. Amen. There's no way that you cannot. That you can be justified except through the faith of Jesus Christ. This is the righteousness of God. You can be careful to do certain things and not to do other things, but there's no salvation in it. Of course, since we're saved, we're careful to do certain things and not do other things. But you understand, praise the Lord, that's by grace. It's faith working, not us. You know, man can do their work, but it's not accepted by God. This is a beautiful lesson if we would receive it. Sure. I know we esteem our works, but God doesn't. No. He esteemed his work. And it's God that worketh in you. He esteemed that work. Now, when you do things to deny that work, and he don't like that.
Amen.
For it's God that worketh in you.
Hallelujah.
He esteemed that work.
Yes.
He want you to esteem it. And when I see the shine on the brother's face, I this is God working.
Amen.
Shouldn't I say that?
Yeah,
yep, maybe try to get mine to shine too.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, if we're endeavoring to have our face shine, then we're seeking God.
Amen.
Otherwise, we're not seeking him.
Amen.
Huh? He is the light.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
And in him is no darkness at all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, Ann. Ann's getting excited over there. Rightfully so.
Hallelujah.
It's a great salvation. Thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past.
Amen.
Through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier.
Hallelujah.
Of them that believe in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, so being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Where is the boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith.
Amen.
Without the deeds of the law.
Hallelujah.
Is he God of the Jews only?
Jesus.
Is he not also of the Gentiles?
Yes,
he's God of the Gentiles
Hallelujah.
Too. Seeing it is but one God,
Amen.
Which shall justify the circumcision by faith,
Amen.
And the uncircumcision through faith.
Amen.
Do we make void the law through faith? God forbid.
Amen.
Y'all know that God forbid certain things?
Yes.
This he forbid.
Yes.
How about us continuing in sin?
Yes.
Oh, God forbid.
Yes.
How can we that are dead to sin
Hallelujah.
Live any longer therein? Oh, God forbid, yea, we establish the law. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hebrews 4:1, let us therefore fear, let it be so, Lord, how precious if we fear, lest the promise being left of us of entering into the rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Hallelujah. That's how I started out this morning. I found my come short scriptures. All have sinned and come short. Hebrews 4:1. Let us therefore fear lest the promise being left of us entering into the rest, any of you should come short. Isn't that so? I remember as a little child, on occasion, I was able to go to the store. Not many times, but sometimes. Because, you know, my sister was grown up and she lived in town. So sometimes I had the opportunity to go stay with my sister. And I'd watch the TV and play with the other children and go to the store. Because a lot of time parents would send their little kids to the store. I'd go with them. Daddy, go to the store and get me some so-and-so. And here I'd go too. There was sometimes I'd see a little child, he'd get his little stuff, and then he'd go in his pocket and he'd hold out his hand, and the person behind the counter would get what they need. Sometimes they would say, seem like you're a little short. Hey, you'll have to put something back. Or if they were real nice and it wasn't too much, they make up the difference. That's what God does for us. We come short, so he makes up the difference. Hallelujah. That's all of us. He has to make up the difference for everybody. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what a great Savior, huh? Thank you, Lord. But the admonition, you know, seeing that we all come short and there's a way that we can measure up,
Amen.
Shame on us
yes,
if
thank
Huh? We come short. We come short. All have sinned and come short. But there's a way made, and shame on us now if we come short. Now, one of the ways not to come short is remember that we all have sinned and come short. Huh? That'll help us not to come short. Huh? Of entering into the rest. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Now, we have entered into rest, but there's still a rest to come. You know, we what we have is a foretaste, if we have anything at all. Praise the Lord. That's why Bakia is singing, Jesus, I'll never forget what you done for me. I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because that is when we got a foretaste. Not the full, not the whole. Glorious, but just the foretaste. Everybody understand that? So as we reflect back on that, of course, it shines us up. Huh? It girds up our loins. Praise the Lord. You know, that's how Abraham's depicted. He got a glimpse of glory. Huh? And he became a stranger and a pilgrim. He was looking for a city. Without foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Come on. So that's where we are. All we that have a foretaste. When we're walking in the light, when we're yielded to the Spirit, that's what we're looking for, that rest of that. You know, for that's just a drop in the bucket. Well, if you've ever had, everybody haven't had to drop in the bucket. You know that. You know, some have just jumped on the bandwagon. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. That's why we hear the term pagan Christianity. What kind of term is that? Pagan Christianity? Come on, Christ is real.
Hallelujah.
He's not pagan. The name of Jesus is not pagan. Absolutely not. Ask me, I'll tell you. Yeah, what happened to you? I called on Jesus. Huh? He heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. Set my feet upon a rock, established my goings, put a new song in my mouth. Praise the Lord. Can we all relate to such an experience? That's a foretaste. That's a foretaste. That's a foretaste. There's much, much more. Hallelujah. Things that eyes have not seen, nor have heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. But God hath prepared for them that love him. Praise the Lord. So I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Hallelujah. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Thank you, Lord. So surely I can relate to you all that's had a foretaste. Or have been born again. Hallelujah. Glory. Now, don't tell me you were nonchalant. I won't receive it. Hallelujah. I won't receive it. I won't receive it. Praise the Lord. So as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Rooted, built up in him, established in the faith as you've been taught. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Put a shine on our face, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to go and read about coming short, you know. Some have come into the faith, but sadly departed from it. You understand. Thank you, Lord. God has made a way so that we that have come short can measure up, but some have come short of it. It's the same thing. You know, departed from the faith, they're coming short. Same thing. Same thing. Same thing. So be careful how you dally around with this unbelief. That's departing from the faith. Unbelief, same thing. You understand? Yeah, it's deadly. Yeah, God gave us faith so he could save us. Praise.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. But we're ever in that battle because it is the sin that does so easily beset us. But we have power. Absolutely. No, we don't have to depart from the faith. We don't have to. No, 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 no. Believe God. Obey God. Hallelujah. Otherwise, you'll be deceived. And you'll think that you can walk a certain way and not depart from the faith. Already you've departed. Already. He's called us to follow after righteousness. Faith and charity. Godliness. Patience. Thank you, Lord. We're not called to have cloudy faces. Huh? He called us to have shiny faces. And to let our light so shine among men that they may see our good works, and our Father in heaven is glorified. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? So there is a rest. There remains a rest. This is one of the things that the Sabbath teach us that many throw away. They discard it and get a counterfeit. That's common. That's why the term, I heard Brother Stair say, pagan Christianity. And I heard it differently this morning. I said, pagan Christianity? What a dichotomy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Christ is righteousness,
yes, Lord,
and truth and light.
Hallelujah.
And peace.
Hallelujah.
And joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing pagan about that. He's eternal life. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Glory to God. So if you know him, for unto us, listen to it, let us therefore fear lest the promise of being left of us. There's a promise that we could enter into the rest. That any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached unto them did not profit them. They came short of it, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
Amen.
Heard the man of God say, yeah, they're listening, but they're not hearing. How prevalent. You know, in the responses. Happy Easter, happy Passover, one or the other, but not happy Easter. How about that? Happy Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Blessed sepulcher. Blessed cross. Blessed blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless. Get out of the cities. Get out of the churches. Yeah, there's a lot of listening going on. Not much hearing. You have to apply yourself to hear. That. See? The gospel is being preached now. We have to apply ourselves to hear it. For we which have believed do enter into the rest. As he said, as I've sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. The rest has already been made. All we do is enter into it. The victory has already been won. We enter into it. Now this is the word of God. There's opposition against it. Opposition.
Amen.
Satan don't tell you you have the victory.
Lord,
no, he does not.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day,
yes, Lord,
on this wise.
Thank you, Lord.
And God did rest,
yes, Lord,
the seventh day from all his works.
Amen.
So why would men find another day? See how deceitful sin is? How foolish men are when they're wise in their own conceits. I mean, if there wasn't a day, maybe pick one, but God already,
yes, Lord,
picked one.
Thank you, Lord.
He rested on the seventh day.
Hallelujah.
He hallowed it.
Yes,
and he set it apart.
Amen.
Isn't that simple enough?
Well,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And commanded. Remember the Sabbath day.
Amen.
Keep it holy.
Hallelujah.
Because it speaks of great things.
Amen.
Speaks of things that's already been done,
yes,
things that will be manifest,
amen,
Things that have been manifested to you if you've been born again. But there's more. That's just a foretaste. There's a rest to come. Hallelujah. Yeah. The wicked will cease from trouble. Hey, the weary will be at rest. All of the saints of the ages, they'll sit at his feet and be blessed. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord, Terry. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached, enter not in. Y'all know why? Good. Because of unbelief. Don't tell me you're going to enter and rest with your doubting and your rebellion. Come on. Hallelujah. You've been an agitator and a rebel and a nonconformist. There's no rest in that. There's no rest for the wicked. No peace to the wicked. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, or through David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, if he had, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Even though we've entered into the rest, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. So as the scriptures are and as the types are, they repeat over and over, pointing to a final or greater. Y'all know that? You know there's been many Sabbaths. Praise the Lord. That's how it was in Passover. You know how many Passovers they kept before Jesus was crucified? But he, the Passover, he fulfilled that. But you see, they did it over and over, pointing to that. And still it points back to that because it's been done. But it was done before the foundation of the world. See? Hallelujah. And so it was with the Feast of First Fruits, Feast of Pentecost. Glory, glory. Joel talked about it. Y'all know that, don't you? Hallelujah. And the people of God, they observed it. Yes, they did. Praise the Lord. They went to Pentecost after Pentecost after Pentecost. Like they did at the one when the Holy Ghost came down. Of course, everybody wasn't looking for him. No. Some were just gathering together because it's a festival time. You know, all my kinfolk going to be gathered. Y'all know that's what they do on Pentecost? They all gather together and, you know, and they forget about why they gather. But there was some that was looking. Because they had been promised. Yeah, Jesus said, this is it.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, now you go tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Behold, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So some had the faith to be waiting. But they were waiting.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? They weren't saying, well, you know, I'm going out with Uncle John and Aunt Susie, and when it come down, you call me. That's how people wait for Jesus now, you know. Listen to me now. You know, that's how folk wait for Jesus. You overcomers, y'all go over there. Y'all be sober and vigilant. You know, lay aside everything and let me know when he come. Y'all don't see that? Huh? Hypocrites. Huh? That adds validity to pagan Christianity. Huh? Hallelujah. Yeah, when he shows up, y'all let me know. It'll be too late.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It'll be too late, brother. If you're not watching, it's going to be too late. Everybody understand that?
Yes.
Well, let me say it like this. It has nothing to do with time per se.
Amen.
Of course, there is a time.
Thank you, Lord.
But when you hear, then you have to move with fear.
Amen.
No matter what time it is.
True.
You understand what I'm saying?
Lord.
Now, don't be so wise and say, well, you know, Brother Stair said he was coming and it's 2000 and he hadn't come. So I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry and say to my soul, soul, take thine ease. Now they say that in how they do. I mean, if you know that the Lord is coming, if you desire his coming, your life shouldn't change. You should ever look for him. You should forsake all. You should diligently seek him, no matter what time it is. Because if you know that he's coming, then it's time for you to look for him. Everybody understand? Don't be deceived and say, just because another year has passed, I should change my status. Absolutely not. Then you show yourself to be a wicked servant. And that's what you'll hear when the king comes. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Now, if you listen to this pagan Christianity, they'll tell you, well, you know, nobody knows, so you might as well, you know, live your life with gusto. Huh? I might as well get married and have children, David. Look at David. Praise the Lord. Well, Pastor Rice, you know, some have, you know, gotten married and have children. Well, what are they doing, though? You know, they got their wives and their husband, they got the children, but they don't have the blessed hope. They may say they do, but they don't. I'm telling you, right? I heard the preacher said, Brother Rick, he's a man, if they were looking for Jesus, they'd still be here. Well, I believe it like that. I mean, if this is where God brought folk to be to wait for him, and if they're still waiting for him, then they'd still be here. You know, unless they found somewhere else to wait for him. You know, a more comfortable, commodious place. I'm going to wait for him, but I'm going to wait over here. Huh? Now, ain't no saints around me, but still, I'm on fire for Jesus. And I love God and I love the people of God. Liars. Liars. Pants on fire. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. That's how I believe it. That's how it's written. Thank you, Lord. Well, do you believe we have to? No, absolutely not. We must forsake all to follow him. We must daily deny ourselves and take up our cross. Exactly. I know what it takes to do it. Absolutely. You need some help from your brothers and sisters. God send you help, but that's how he does it. Hallelujah. Those of like precious faith. That's why Moses, by faith, chose to suffer affliction with the people of God, because he was a man of faith. He wanted to be with the people of faith. No, all men have not faith. They're unreasonable. So God in his goodness, he deliver us from them unreasonable men. Well, Pastor, you're talking about my kinfolk. Absolutely. They're unreasonable. Huh? They want to move you away from this blessed hope. Call you aside like old Sanballat. Hey, come on down, mama. Come on down for a while. We have family reunion. Huh? You know what to tell them. I'm doing a great work. I can't come down. Huh? Praise the Lord. Why must the work cease while I come down to you? Y'all don't know that's the ploy of the devil to call us away. Absolutely, you old man.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, the flesh.
Yes,
call you away. Come on.
Yes, Amen.
We're called to service to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
He is our life. We have nothing else to do. Come on.
Amen.
We that are in Christ, he is our life.
True,
not our children.
True,
huh? Not our careers.
True,
no.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is our life.
Amen.
I found it in the book.
Hallelujah.
I know by experience.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
When Christ, where is our life?
Yes, Lord.
You're dead.
Yes.
Your life is here.
Amen.
With Christ and God.
Amen.
And God in his wisdom put everything in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
And the things that men seek for and can't find is because they're in Christ.
Amen.
You know that?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All the wisdom and knowledge,
yes,
they're hidden in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This shouldn't put a shine on our face. Shine up, Diane. Shine up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Of course, there is a counterfeit wisdom. Huh? It don't measure up, though. They come short. Absolutely. All these counterfeits, they come short. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there's a light, but it ain't the true light.
Amen.
Don't measure up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
There's bread, but not the true bread.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory, God.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Oh, blessed be the
Hallelujah.
Name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, it's easy to be moved away.
Amen.
Huh? You're just a little sleep, a little folding of the hands.
Amen.
You know.
You,
praise the Lord.
Amen.
And before you know it, the enemy, he's got you bound up.
Thank you,
stick him up.
Hallelujah.
Give me your goods.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, if we listen to the devil, he'll say, oh, yeah, this
Thank
Christian
you.
Stuff is so hard. So hard,
Thank
man.
Hallelujah.
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 Not so.
Amen.
My yoke is easy.
Yes,
my
Lord.
Burden is light.
Yes,
come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'll give you rest.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, what's hard, Pastor? Y'all know the answer.
Amen.
Where the transgression?
Amen.
Absolutely.
Woo.
Thus saith the Lord. The way of the transgressor
Amen.
Is hard.
Hallelujah.
Because he's fighting against
Amen.
God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So there is a rest that remaineth.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
There remaineth, therefore, a rest to the people of God. Even though we have entered into
Amen.
The rest.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even though we've been born again,
Amen.
We are still going to be changed.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Because we have again the first fruits.
Yes, Lord.
This inner work,
Amen.
Praise God,
yes, Lord.
Is the first fruit.
Amen.
We're going to be completely changed.
Amen.
Exactly. We're going to be completely like the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hmm?
Thank you, Lord.
Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Now, these things, once we grab hold of them
yes,
and get them in our heart
Amen.
On good soil,
yes,
they'll put a shine on our face.
Amen.
Now, you are going to try to convince
you,
me that there's a reason why we shouldn't have it.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to receive it.
Amen.
I'm not going to receive
Amen.
It.
Hallelujah.
You lied on God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You lied on God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. For if Jesus had given them rest, he would not afterwards have spoken of another day.
Amen.
And every 7 days he speak of that other day. Praise the Lord. It goes on to say, for he that is entered into his rest, listen to it, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. See, God ceased from it. He made the heaven and the earth to see it, made the man, and then he rested on the seventh day. Hallelujah, from all the works which
Hallelujah.
He made. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord.
Let us labor.
Yes, Lord.
That's how we enter.
Amen.
Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest.
Yes, Lord.
Lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief.
Amen.
Or we come short.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The fact that we come short don't mean that we should come short. The fact that we've come short is so that we won't come
Amen.
Short. Huh?
Amen.
And behold, one came to him and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do? Now, I understand, you know, why some faces are like they are.
Amen.
It's because of the meditations.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And I know this because I'm in the flesh.
Amen.
You're not going to fool me.
Amen.
Don't tell me. Well, yeah, my face is not shined up. That's because old David's so wretched. Well, that's just not right.
Amen.
Huh? That's just not right. Huh? See what y'all try to tell me sometime?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, nobody knows the trouble out there.
Hallelujah.
Oh, nobody knows. Yeah? That's what you're going to try to tell me.
Hallelujah.
You're a liar. Hallelujah. Thank you. Don't you know what God's done for you?
Yes, Lord.
And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, good master, good master. What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Hallelujah. He's seeking something good, isn't he? Hallelujah. Now you can do a poll if you want to and ask all the folk who would like eternal life. Now you might get a few no's, but for the most part, everybody's, yeah, I want some of that. Well, that's what the young rich ruler did. In fact, he sought out the one he thought could tell him. And he did tell him. But somehow he came short. Huh? He came short. He had all the answers. Had the invitation. But somehow he came up short. You want to hear about it? He said, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one. That is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And he saith unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, All these have I kept from my youth up. That wouldn't be my testimony, though. The young man said, All these. But that's not my. How about yours, Kurt? Okay, then. What you're saying is you sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, this young man couldn't see that. No, maybe in some form he did this, but he didn't do it because he can't do it. Else he wouldn't be asking, What must I do? All these things have I kept from my youth up. What like I? Huh? He said, Why am I still coming up short? Jesus said, Well, there's a way. If you want to measure up, so I'll let you have.
Amen.
Distribute to the poor.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, come on and follow
Amen.
Me. Huh?
Amen.
You'll have everlasting
Amen.
Life.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't that straight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But he came up short. Still. How sad, huh?
Hallelujah.
And he went away sad.
Yes,
sorrowful. Because
Amen.
He came up short twice.
Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah. He came up short twice. Shame on us if we come up short
Amen.
Twice. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Well, that's the common consensus, you know. Well, I've done good. You know, given to the poor, raised my children good, provided for them. You know, put them through school, even send them to college. I've done good. What like I yet?
Amen.
Answer's the same.
Amen.
Sell all that you have.
Amen.
Distribute to the poor.
Hallelujah.
Come and follow me.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. It is the pagan Christianity that say we can, you know, follow him without forsaking all.
Amen.
They say it in one fashion or another.
Amen.
Of course, it's a lie.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You,
that's idolatry.
Amen.
Y'all know that?
Yes.
That's idolatry.
Hallelujah.
We want to follow Jesus,
Thank
but
Jesus.
There's something I can't let go. That's
Amen.
Idolatry.
Amen.
That's also unbelief. And
Amen.
It's damnation. Everlasting, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Or so we need some help, saint.
Yes,
just say, Help me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we have to be delivered from
Amen.
The lie that we've got something we should hold on
Amen.
To other than Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We should hold on to him.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And if we hold on to him, we won't come up short. See what I mean? And the devil's like, Well, you do all of that, you're going to come up short. That's why he went away sorrowful. You follow after righteousness, you'll never come up short. Never, ever. No, you won't. No, you won't. That's my testimony. I've never come up short. I've gotten less than my iniquity deserved. He's not rewarding me according to my transgressions. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you, Paul says, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Listen to it. In whom are hid all the treasures Amen. Of wisdom and Amen. Knowledge. I believe it like that.
Amen.
Huh? Earthly wisdom, no good.
Amen.
No life in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you. No peace in it.
Amen.
No contentment in
Amen.
It. Nothing good in it.
Hallelujah.
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 And this I say, lest any man should beguile you or try to move you away
Amen.
From that with enticing words.
Amen.
I got my husband and my wife now, and we're living peacefully. Okay.
Right, right.
See, I got the good stuff.
Right.
Don't let them beguile you.
Amen.
Don't let them beguile you.
Amen.
Don't let them beguile you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
With enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I'm with you in the spirit,
yes.
joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
Hallelujah.
As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Yes, Lord.
If him coming to you was the best thing that ever happened, then I guess you know him.
Yes.
Otherwise, you don't.
Amen.
And we must continue in that
Amen.
Light.
Amen.
Huh? Not having the experience, you know, of seeing God in his glory.
Amen.
Knowing him in his... revelation of Jesus Christ and then depart from that.
Amen.
If you've ever had the experience, it's the best one you ever
Amen.
Had. If not, then you haven't had
Amen.
The experience. See?
Amen.
So I guess you can't be kept till you get the experience.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Don't tell me your Melnick sin is good. It's not.
Amen.
Huh? You must know him in the power and in the spirit.
Amen.
Huh? In the washing, in the regeneration, in the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Now, when we reflect on things like that, put a shine on our face, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, David.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, deliver David from his work pains.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God's not going to hear that prayer.
Hallelujah.
He's going to deliver David, but not from his work pain. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Again, walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
What wonders thanksgiving work. What wonders.
Amen.
And now I'm thinking about the cat, Selah. Sometime I give her nice, soft scrambled eggs. And she don't like it. She look at it and she walk back. What I say is ungrateful cat.
Amen.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ungrateful cat. Or there's certain things she don't walk away from, but thank you, Lord. So then I have to start cutting her back. Oh, thank you, Lord. But I'm greatly disappointed whenever I take the time to put something out for her and she walk away. And of course, when she goes after it, I'm pleased. I said, look at that cat. Good cat. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So, thank you, Father. Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Thanksgiving.
Amen.
I will enter his gates
yes,
with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
In everything, give thanks.
Thank you,
This is the will of God. I've got so much to thank Him for. So much to praise Him for. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Beware lest any man spoil you. That means steal from you. And how do they do it? With the worldly wisdom. After the tradition of men. And the rudiments of the world. These things are very deceptive. That's why people find other things to do other than wait on Jesus. You know, but don't let them deceive you. Don't let them spoil you. Oh, well, we're waiting on Jesus too. Not like that. Hallelujah. We're serving the Lord too, you know. We just do it in our spare time. Not like that, brother. Huh? If we serve the Lord, then that's what we do. I'm not going to move away. And that's what we desire to do. That's our hope. But we want to do it forever. If that's what we do. If we're imposters, then not so.
Amen.
We're seeking pleasures. Earthly pleasures. Thank you. They're so elusive, though.
Amen.
The rich man just ain't found no satisfaction. Hallelujah. Neither had the strong man. Praise the Lord. The wise man. None of them. Thank you, Lord. Just not possible. Oh, God, after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, which means that we can measure up.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody is saying the same thing. In Christ dwelleth all that you need.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
In Christ you can be all you can be.
Amen.
That's what they used to say in the army, huh? Huh? Be all, you can't do it. Oh, they make a promise they can't. I was in there. I wasn't all I could be. Praise the Lord. In fact, they were hindering me. So God got me out so I could be all I could be. Hallelujah. Again, it says, for him, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead body. So when you have Christ, you have all. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And it says, ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. So though we've all come short, we don't have to do it anymore. Shame on us if we come short. We can't blame God for that. And we'll have to give account. Huh? In whom also ye are circumcised, but with a circumcision not made by hand. And put buried with him in baptism, risen to walk with him in newness of life through the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him. Quickened together, y'all know? Made us alive. And have forgiven you all your trespasses. And these things are written that you might know that your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Be mindful of this. It'll put a shine on your face. Put a dip in your hip. Put a glide in your stride. Come on, say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists and pastors and teachers. All for the perfecting of the saints.
Amen.
For the work of the ministry.
Yes,
and for the edifying of the body
Amen.
Of Christ.
Amen.
You know why?
Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Till we all come into the unity
yes,
of the faith.
Hallelujah.
The unity of the faith.
Amen.
Now only one faith.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
and of the knowledge of the Son of God,
unto
a perfect man.
Listen
to it. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
Again, we're talking about how we measure up.
Hallelujah.
Though we have come short.
Amen.
Huh? We don't want to do it anymore.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Yeah, this, all these things were done so we wouldn't have to come short.
Amen.
Anymore.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
In him,
amen,
we are complete.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
That we henceforth be no more children. Again, it always gives the admonition about being beguiled or deceived or spoiled.
Amen.
Because easily the enemy comes and tell us,
amen,
that Christ is not the victory.
Thank you, Lord.
And that we should have sorry looking faces,
thank
and
you,
mind earthly things.
Hmm?
That must, yeah, the Lord don't tell you,
amen,
that. We don't get that by the,
amen,
Holy Ghost. So if we hear it, then we hear it from some other,
amen,
source.
Thank you, Lord.
See how simple that is?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory. Thank,
huh,
you, Lord.
The doctor might tell you you're sick, but
you,
Jesus,
Jesus
said, by my stripes you're healed. Glory. Woo! Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Of course, then we must believe it to get the benefit. Oh, thank you, Lord. So again, the warning, not to be moved away from that or not be deceived. You know, that we are complete in Christ. That, yeah, we don't lack in him. You know how it was in the wilderness? Even though with men's greediness, their rebellion, God still fed them all. Y'all know that. He sent down the bread, the manna, and he told them how to gather it, when to gather it. Some gathered more than they needed.
Amen.
You know, they said, well, I'm going to hoard some of this. That's what they say. It's in the book.
Amen.
And some just didn't get enough. It was there, but they didn't get enough. But the Bible said no man had lack.
Amen.
And that's how it is in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, we don't lack anything,
amen,
in Christ. Following after righteousness. Being willing and obedient, humbling ourselves, we do not come up short.
Amen.
Now, beware lest any man spoil,
amen,
you. Huh?
You,
don't be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness,
amen,
whereby they don't do that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him,
yes,
in all things,
yes,
which is the head, even Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So as the head, so is the body.
Yes, sir.
Christ is not lacking.
Amen.
No.
Glory.
Hallelujah. All power is in his hand.
Amen.
All judgment.
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
On his girl, he got the keys to death, hell, and the grave.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so are you.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
So are you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
For whom the whole body, see, that's us. As the head, then so is the body.
Amen.
Fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. According to the effectual working. In the measure of every part. Make an increase of the body. Unto the edifying of itself in love. And they without us cannot be made perfect.
Amen.
And we without the body.
Amen.
Every member, we can't be made perfect. It's just the truth. It's the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
If we could get ours and,
amen,
not worry about Pastor Rice,
amen,
we'd do it.
Amen.
Wouldn't we? Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
God say not so. God say not so. You know, that's how it was, you know, with the older and the younger kids. Sometimes the older want to go somewhere, and parents say, well, you have to take so-and-so too. So if they wanted to go, they had to take little Charles with them. Huh? So that's how it is. We going to go. We got to take our neighbor with us. Ain't that good? Y'all ought to believe it now. You don't want to hinder your neighbor. You're hindering yourself. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Of course, since I'm the youngest, I don't know anything about that. Sometimes they They had to take me with them. But I didn't have to take anybody with me. Of course, I slowed them down, you know. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to read on just for a little while, saints. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness.
Amen.
So we're rebuked and reproved when we act otherwise. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. That means darkness have no power over us. We can yield to it, but that's our own doing. Death in itself, I mean, darkness in itself can't. No sin, none of that stuff. We're able to measure up and not come short. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, what have we sinned? Well, we don't have to come short, though. Huh? Now, before we sinned and came short, but God forbid we sinned and come short. Huh? Come on now. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, if we sin, we have an advocate. So we don't have to come short. The sin is when we don't repair to the advocate. And so I need some help here. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. He is our ever-present help. He's delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. He's translated, I mean, called us into the fellowship of his dear son, our Lord Jesus Christ. He's given us the faith of his dear son. Yeah, praise the Lord. God forbid if we can't get a happy face. Huh? Thank you, Lord. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, Jesus Christ. If anybody know God, that's how they know him. He's God's representative. He's a revelation of God. Hallelujah. For by him were all things created, by Jesus Christ. All the things that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, or principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Jesus Christ. Now he's the head of the body, the church, Jesus Christ. And we are the body of Christ and members in particular. As the head, so is the body. Praise the Lord, saints. Now y'all tell me you shouldn't rejoice. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. He's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. He's the first fruits.
Yes, Lord.
Well, and afterwards they that are his at his appearing.
Amen.
Yeah, he's the proof that we are resurrected.
Amen.
Praise God. Just every man in his order.
Amen.
Christ first, and then at his appearing, we're going to be the same.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be resurrected.
Amen.
We'll have a glorious body. Even if we're alive and remaining, we're going to be changed.
Amen.
We'll put off this body of death. We'll be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Hallelujah. And he does have the preeminence. Of course, men like to have it. Who was that, Diotrephes? Well, there's many Diotrephes. Men in general, you know, like to have the preeminence. And Diotrephes and his wanting the preeminence wouldn't receive the brethren. It's likewise with us. Come on. Yeah, he didn't want to go in and didn't want them to go in. Just like the Pharisees. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But as we walk in the light, we intercede.
Amen.
We plead for our neighbor.
True.
Absolutely.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. For it pleased the Father
thank you, Lord.
That in him should all fullness dwell.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. Reconcile all things. Reconcile all things unto himself. By him. But who is him? Jesus Christ. I say whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that was sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. We're now on friendly terms. That's what reconcile is. Hallelujah. And of course it's ongoing because sometime there's some estrangement. But we're commanded to be reconciled. Be reconciled unto God. Hallelujah. In my lifetime, I've been found in the doghouse. And then I have to seek some reconciliation.
Hallelujah.
Kurt, how about you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Well, I was thinking about it this morning. I've been in the doghouse minute more than you can talk about. But sometime I was in the doghouse, and rightfully so. But I've been in the doghouse otherwise, too. Understand that? So when I'm in the doghouse and really don't deserve to be, and I take it patiently, God is pleased with it. Woo! Glory, glory! Hallelujah! Glory, glory! I've been in there many times, Terry. You can't tell me. Let me tell you. Not you? Praise the Lord. Common to man, isn't it? Absolutely. But you know what's sweet? Reconciliation. That's we were estranged from God. Absolutely. Isn't this reconciliation sweet? You know, we were estranged rightfully, you know. He had us in the doghouse rightfully. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But now we're reconciled. Thank you, Lord. In the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. No matter what men say about you. Don't worry about it. Whose report will you believe? This is my son. I'm well pleased. Hallelujah. Who knows what Job's wife said about him? We know what his comforter said. You know what Job's comforter said? But what did God say? He said, hey, ain't none like him. He's perfect. He's upright. He feared God. He hates evil. Ain't none like him. So understand. Just be concerned about what God says about it. Nope. Otherwise, you're going to be turned around and you'll be troubled. You won't have no peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He'll tell the truth. Hallelujah. But there's more. There's conditions. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel.
Amen.
See?
Thank you, Lord.
What you have heard and was preached to every creature.
Yes, Jesus.
That's what we're doing.
Amen.
We're maintaining the blessed hope.
Hallelujah.
We're holding to the promise of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Said he'd come again and receive us unto himself. That where he is, there we may be also. And in type, we want to be where the people of God are. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Don't tell me that folk have no desire to be with the kingdom, with people of God, and they're seeking the kingdom.
Amen.
That's just not true.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I know I'm a minority in this.
Thank you, Lord.
That's not how most men say it.
Thank you, Lord.
No matter whatever they're doing, they say, well, I'm waiting for God to come too. You know, I'm looking for my home in heaven. Not so. Not so. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are peculiar people.
Amen.
We're a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, we are a peculiar people. Now, if we measure up, we'll never measure up to the world. You can't do both. Huh? If we measure up in Christ, you know, complete in Him, we will come up short with the world. Isn't that all right? As long as you understand that. If you don't come up short in the sight of you come on.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Kurt, you came up short, man. You didn't even go to your mother's funeral. How you came up short, brother. Terry said you came up short. Praise the Lord. But in Christ you measure up. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, at least Kurt agrees with what kind of rascal he is. And that's righteousness in there. Not all men. Not all men. Hey, David, not all men. Glory, glory. Kurt said, yes, good. When Terry and I separated, that we didn't have no money and we didn't have no children. See, that's wisdom. Ain't that wisdom? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's a pretty simple deal. Didn't have no children, didn't have no money. Well, they had motorcycles, though. Kurt didn't do right. Still, God haven't measure up. Hallelujah. So we must continue in this faith grounded and settled. Be not moved away. And there's motions to move us away. Everything of the world, everything in the world. Certainly the old man, the carnal mind, natural man. These are all to move us away from the hope of the gospel.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Brother Rick was talking about them, that unbelief, like them offensive linemen. Huh? Unbelief there. Huh? Well, that's how unbelief is. But we stand in defense of the gospel. They have no power over us. Hallelujah. Oh, they have no victory over us. But I have all in abound, all I am full, said Paul, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Listen to this. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Again, this verifies, repeats, and confirmed, we won't come up short.
Amen.
We won't come up
Amen.
Short. Now, all these scriptures that say we won't come up short, we still let the devil tell us, well, no, I can't obey them that have the rule. I can't prefer my neighbor. I can't follow after righteousness because I'll come up short. Liar.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But godliness with contentment is great gain.
Yes,
you won't come up short.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
There's many that sought otherwise.
Amen.
And they fell into temptation and a snare.
Amen.
And into many foolish and hurtful lusts.
Amen.
Which drown men in destruction and perdition.
Lord.
For the love of money is the root of all evil.
Right.
Which while some coveted after, they erred from the faith.
Amen.
And there's just no other way. And some that they preach Jesus, but they preach Jesus in prosperity, but the prosperity of the world.
Amen.
That's not Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, you get rid of all that
Amen.
Stuff.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Get rid of all that stuff.
Yes.
Distribute to the, then
Thank
come follow
Jesus.
Me.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with the prosperity gospel. As long as we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. Not that we prosper in the world and have leanness in the soul. That's not the prosperity that God gives us. Huh? Now, when we get what we want, we get the other prosperity. We get the leanness in our soul. You know, they got what they wanted. They kept after God. Give me this, give me this, give me this. God gave it to them. But he sent leanness into their soul. Huh? It had no shine on their face. Huh? Had no hope in their soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
I'm going on in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. They pierced themselves through with many sorrows. The man of God that didn't take the good counsel from Jesus, he pierced himself with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. I love it. Follow after righteousness in everything. So we're going to clean the walk-in cooler. Someone got a burden to do it. There's many things to clean. Absolutely. We can always find something to clean. So there was some discussion about whether or not we should take the wood up. Terry had a concern. So, you know, I said something about it, you know, following after righteousness. But we come to the conclusion they want to take it up, fine. But you see, now if Terry had done it like this, y'all listen to me. I don't think they should do that. And then I go about on my campaign. Do not take the wood up campaign. That's not following after righteousness. And that's how we do things. All we have to do is let your concern be known. And then give it to God. If not, you're not following after righteousness. You're not following after righteousness. And that's why you get contention. Folk know when you're pushing your way. Yes, they do. No matter what your concern is, they know if it's a legitimate concern and if you're doing right about it. But usually if it's our concern, then they help with everything else, with the order, the authority, anything. This is my concern, and we got to get it done this way. That's not God's concern. He's the way. Praise the Lord. How much better we would fare if we would just do that. If you have a concern, then it's not legitimately voice your concern. That's no problem with that. No, it's not. Praise the Lord. But let it be known that it's your concern. It's not your commandment. You see, now, though we say it, it's not usually done that way. You know, we treat what we say as commandments and what God says traditions. You know, praise the Lord. Let there be no divisions among you. That's commandment. Of course, we have traditions. They transgress God's commandments. Mm-hmm. They say, well, you know, if they do like Pastor Rice, it's okay if we be divided. Well, see, that's traditions that transgress God's commandments. You know our reasons for not doing right. That's traditions that transgress God's commandments. Because man by tradition don't do right. How do you know how I know? You all aren't going to fool me. No. I don't care how pretty you are. Huh? How great your head is. Huh? Praise the Lord. I've been to the water. I've been baptized. Hallelujah. So following after righteousness is its own reward.
Amen.
You know, God have established an order that we can follow after righteousness. Authority is one of them. See? But since the righteousness we're looking for is not his, we don't need the authority. Y'all understand that? That's why God has authority. To search things out and to settle things. Yeah. Let it be settled in your heart. Praise the Lord. I heard the preaching about the meek and quiet spirit. Which is of great price in God's sight.
Amen.
Usually not in our sight.
No.
Now, Kurt tells about his mother. I tell about my mother. She didn't backtalk John Rice. Absolutely not. I say she was a wise woman.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
It was quite the task, I can tell you that. Y'all listening to me? But there was some, usually the older ones were like that. It's this new generation that they throw all that stuff out the window. We shouldn't be found in that case. No, it wasn't that way in my house. Hallelujah. No. Praise the Lord. John Rice said the buck stops here. And it did. I say, Mom, can I go to town? She said, ask your daddy. I knew that was the right answer. But, you know, I tried to circumvent. My mom knew better. How dare she say, yeah, you can go to town, right? She'd have hell to pay.
Amen.
I see. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. I guess the one little manner that mom had, that's about as far as she went, because dad was always in a hurry. Always. He said, Liza, we burning good daylight. Come on, hurry up. That was all the time. She would say, John, keep your shirt on. That's about as far as she went. And she got away with that, but she didn't go any farther. That's the account they gave at her funeral. Yeah, she would say, John, keep your shirt on.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Keep that smile on your face, brother. Keep that shine on.
Amen.
Keep yourself in the love of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
But yeah, many of the old paths, they call them.
Yes.
Some call it old school.
Thank you, Lord.
Even folk that didn't name the name of Christ, they lived a different life than folk live now. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called. We're called to do it. And hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hold fast the profession of your faith without wavering. For he's faithful that called it.
Thank you,
Lord. The Lord is faithful, faithful. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Finally, brethren, pray for us. Pray for me, brothers. I know somebody prays for me. Hallelujah. I just know. I can tell. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will deliver us. He'll keep us from all evil. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of him, which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, because you have the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. And he bears witness. Absolutely. He don't deny himself. It's confirmed in you. Praise the Lord. So that you come behind in no gift. There it is again. You ain't going to come up lacking. You come behind in no gift. No gift. Waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or if I come over there and wait, then no, you won't. Y'all, let's keep waiting.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's keep waiting. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Who shall also confirm you unto the end,
Amen.
That ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord
Amen.
Jesus Christ. God is faithful.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
By whom you were also called into the fellowship
Amen.
Of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness,
Amen.
The first begotten from the dead,
Thank you, Lord.
The prince of the kings of the earth,
yes, Lord.
First begotten. That means afterwards they that are his
Amen.
At his appearing.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Ain't God good?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
Thank you, Lord.
His own blood. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. My soul cleaveth unto the dust.
Yes,
Quicken thou me according to thy word.
Hallelujah.
I have declared my ways and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thou me in thy way. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, Lord, for I have sought thy precepts. Hallelujah. As it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations, God said to Abraham. The one who believed. Even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. And we that are in Christ are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. All right, my friends and brethren, heirs together of the grace of God. Glory. Well, the word of God is quick. Aren't we being quickened this morning? And powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So to God be all the glory, to God be all the glory. We thank God for another day, another day. So again, though we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, we don't have to come short anymore. Hallelujah. What a promise. That applies to all of us. Yeah, we don't have to come short anymore. Praise the Lord. Brother Driver, anymore. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. All right. Well, I got your shoes off, but still you won't come up short.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you. Thank you for this precious word of God that we heard again today this morning, Lord God, to let us know, Lord God, that though we fall short, your arm's not short. And your ear is not heavy, Father Amen. God. And so may each saint of God, no matter where they be, whether it be right here in this dining hall or out there somewhere, Lord God, may we all hear this word today according to the faith of God's elect.
Amen.
Is my prayer. And may it fall on good soil and may it bring forth fruit. And may we bring forth fruit, meet for repentance.
Yes, Lord.
Is my prayer, is our prayer. We thank you for this, Father God, and we bless you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Let the church say amen. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. The other work in motion is Brother Phil and Brother Kevin bringing down some of those trees that are dead. All right? So we pray that God give them good success, that they fall in the way intended. I know about that. Yeah, I remember the one time I was cutting down a tree and it went the opposite way. And it was going to fall on the house. Absolutely. Wasn't my house. Oh, God. I called on God. You better believe I did. This was a straight way. And we called for the brothers and, man, we got the ropes. We got the tractors. And finally, brother, we got that thing going the right way. I fell on my knees and say, Lord, thank you. You've been so good to me. Hallelujah. Now, though there's a way to do it, you know, and men know how to do it. Sometimes they err. Amen. So we'll try to get a little assurance or insurance, maybe. Put a little tension on it, whatever, and ask God to help us. All right. Maranatha, saints, Lord is coming.